website tracks critical race theory curriculums at universities across U.S. by Alana Mastrangelo on February 23, 2021. A new website launched by Cornell Law Professor William Jacobson is tracking critical race theory curriculums and training at universities across the country, offering an interactive map so that parents can see which schools are promoting the theory, an ideology that the site says objectifies people based on race. The website, criticalrace.org, is a project of Legal Insurrection Foundation and Cornell University Law Professor William Jacobson, who seeks to make parents and students aware of schools that promote critical race theory. On his website, Jacobson explains that in order to understand the problem of critical race training in higher education, parents and students need to understand what critical race theory is and how it is implemented. Critical race theory is not the traditional civil rights movement, which sought to provide equal opportunity and dignity without regard to race. Rather, critical race theory, and the training to implement it, is a radical ideology that focuses on race as the key to understanding society, and objectifies people based on race, Jacobson explains. An outgrowth of the European Marxist school of critical theory, critical race theory is an academic movement which seeks to link racism, race, and power, the professor continues. Unlike the civil rights movement, which sought to work within the structures of American democracy, critical race theorists challenged the very foundations of the liberal order, such as rationalism, constitutional law, and legal reasoning. In a recent interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson, Jacobson explained that he was inspired to create his website after watching Cornell University implement the racist ideology on campus. They implemented a push over the summer to embed what they call anti-racism ideology into every aspect of the campus. Anti-racism does not actually mean what people think it means. It actually is very racist, said Jacobson. Watch below. So I saw this developing, I started to research it. I was going to write an op-ed or an article about it. And then I realized it was almost everywhere, the professor continued. So we began to gather the data. It really is a full-fledged database, said Jacobson of his website. You can hover over the map, you can click on your state, you can click on your school, and you can find out what's going on. Everything is sourced, everything is linked. And the database is actually neutral, it's just data. You can find out what's going on at schools. Jacobson suggested that parents do their homework before sending their children to attend a university. Maybe you like it, maybe you want your children to be sent to a school where they get indoctrinated. Or maybe you're going to send them to a school where you don't know what's going on, and this is a way to find out, he said. The professor added that the feedback he has received for creating this website has been overwhelmingly favorable. The one big reaction we've gotten is, when are you going to do this for K-12? Because K-12 is where a lot of the problems are happening now, said Jacobson. I'm not sure when we're going to be able to roll out something like that. Jacobson went on to offer parents advice. You're going to be looking at schools. Don't just worry about what athletic facilities they have, what the dining room serves. Worry about whether your children are going to have to take mandatory courses and mandatory training in an ideology, which is the complete opposite of everything we've been taught to believe as good and just, which is to view people based on their inherent worth and not to pay attention to the skin tone color of them. But that's what's being taught on campuses, that the overwhelmingly most important thing in society is the color of your skin, and everything derives from that, he added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.